Hey, my fam, and welcome to season 2, episode 9 of the Inspire Podcast, the 19th episode of the overall thing. And in this episode, I am discussing video games, the gaming world, the gaming stuff, and stuff like that. It's like general games. And in this episode, I've got Lucas. Lucas, how are you doing? How does it feel to be on this podcast?
Doing fine, fine. How about you?
I'm good, nice, and chill. Very hungry. So the first question is, do you think video games are addicting?
Ooh, that's a hard one. It's a mix, really, because like it just depends on like how you are as a person.
Yeah, some people are more like connected to video games than other people are.
Agreed.
Some people are like me, I used to play games all the time, always, without rest, without break. But now I barely play games. Like, when I'm on games, I cycle between two different apps. My editing app and Rock League of Fortnite. I don't sleep. What is your opinion on the consoles who are allowing us to play the game? Like, PlayStation, Xbox, stuff like that.
Honestly, they're all equally good. I don't understand why people do, like, console wars and stuff. I just find it like incredibly pointless and a waste of time.
Yeah, I've got like an upcoming questions about console wars and their
differences. Okay.
What is your opinion on EA? So I think do you know what EA is?
Yes.
Electronic
Arts. It's an alright company, but like since like EA is mostly known for like the FIFA series. They should really, like, maybe spice things up a bit.
Yeah, it's turning boring.
I know, because, like, when it comes to, like, FIFA, it's literally the same thing over and over again. Over and over. Oh my god.
Yeah. What is your opinion on the way EA are trying to get money? So apparently they scam people and stuff like that.
I am not a big fan of it. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm not really the EA person, but apparently, like, I've heard that they try to scam people. And I also heard that, you know, the World Cup, right?
Yes.
They have the next World Cup in Qatar, which I think is this year. And Qatar is a very small place in UAE, which is United Arab Emirates. And it's like a desert place. That's where Qatar is. So need to hire loads of workers to build a whole big stadium for a big event like the World Cup.
Since it's happening this year, they're not gonna have much time, are they?
Yeah, and they get barely paid. They get those people die actually from building the World Cup. Like those people are dying actually while building it, because poor treatment. They barely get fed. You know, like, they can't keep up with building a whole stadium in a desert place with loads of pay. And, like, they have to get people from loads of countries, like India and stuff like that, to build this stadium and stuff like that. I learned it in geography. Weird to learn football in geography, but, you know. What is your opinion on Ubisoft?
They're an alright company, to be honest.
Yeah, they got some decent games. All right. What is your opinion on the franchises Ubisoft makes, like the games and stuff?
In general, like, they're like fairly good. They're all right.
Yeah. What's your opinion on Microsoft?
I'd say it's kind of like Ubisoft. Not much to say because what's it called? All they do is that they just tend to like buy a lot of companies.
Yeah. The funny thing is, the next question is, what is your opinion on the way Microsoft buys different companies? Example, Mojang.
Yeah.
That's literally the next question. They do. They tend to buy loads of companies. I guess that's why it makes Bill Gates a very rich man. You know, he's got that big salary, that money.
Yeah.
Mm. because he's the head CEO of Microsoft and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. What is your opinion on Epic Games?
They're a fairly good company. Like, well, I am not a big fan of Fortnite. It's still a fairly good game.
I feel like Epic Games, they're doing so many things wrong, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah, because they're Epic Games. They're a whole company. But if you think of Epic Games, you just think of Fortnite.
Fair enough.
Epic Games is a company, so it's meant to be a collective of different games, not just Fortnite. Because I feel like Epic Games, they just focus on Fortnite when they're more than just Fortnite.
I feel like Fortnite is probably one of the most well-known games that Epic Games has made.
Yeah. Because, someone says Epic Games, I just think of Fortnite. I don't think of any of their other games. I don't even think I can name any of their other games. I think they've partnered with Among Us, that's all I know.
So, they have bought Rocket League, and I just find that a bit stupid, to be honest.
Yeah, Sonic... Rocket League used to be with... I forgot who it used to be with.
Psyonix.
Oh, yeah, Psyonix. Yeah, that's what they used to be with. And then, I think that was also their music. They also got music from Psyonix. What is your opinion on Fortnite?
As the seasons have gone on, it's slowly been decreasing in just, like, overall quality. So I think they should, like, try and improve on that.
Yeah, I feel like recently, like, people are saying, yeah, the old season's better, yeah, the old season's better. But I really think they are. The old seasons are way better, can't lie.
Yeah.
Because it just got progressively worse, kind of. Mm-hmm. The game has, like, done stuff like, I took powers, they've added this, they've added that. But I feel like they're overdoing themselves. Because, like, they're trying too hard to be relevant again. When it's, like, a bit...
Yeah.
It's just... weird. Because it doesn't really feel and hit the same as it did before. Game's kind of just, you know, dead. What's your opinion on Rocket League?
It's a fairly good game, but, there's been a lot of tryhards.
Yeah. Too many people try hard in that game.
100%.
And I feel like the game, it's kind of died, like, popularity on YouTube-wise. Like, I don't really see it as much or hear from it as much. I feel like Rocket League just adds back old DLCs, old this, and stuff like that.
You're not wrong.
Because that's what they do. Like, I've basically stopped playing Rocket League. I only play, like, once every... 3 months. Realistically, I barely play Rocket League that much. When I come on Rocket League, I'm not that bad, but I'm not as good as I was before because I break, so my fingers rusty. And same with every other game on PlayStation. Fortnite, I only play that like 2 times a month because my YouTube channel is based on Fortnite. So I feel like I have to feel forced to come on Fortnite and record a Fortnite video. And I've not made a Fortnite video in like 3 months. Like a proper Fortnite video.
Wow.
Or 2 months or something like that. Because I don't know. Well, an actual video I've made with other people and enjoyed probably about 3-4 months ago.
Alright.
Do you think Among Us is dead?
Very much.
Why?
The player base has gone down. It has become an irrelevant game.
Yeah. Do you think Among Us deserved its hype?
What do you mean by that?
Like, do you think Among Us was such a good game that it deserved all the popularity it got? Or was it too overrated?
Too overrated, definitely.
Yeah, I feel like it was basically every other game.
Yeah, it's like, no offense to the devs who were... who created Among Us, but no.
Yeah. It was basically like murder mystery, but with like small hunchback, tiny
midgets
things.
Tiny people.
Tiny Pebble. So basically, Murder Mystery with Tiny Pebble, an animated, well, highly animated.
Headless Lego characters.
Yeah, and imposters, this and that, like, just, oh no. It was like remixed. I think actually Among Us was a remix game, I'm not sure. But I know many people have remixed Among Us.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Fortnite even. What comes to mind, you know, what is your opinion on Fall Guys?
Too overrated. It died in like a week.
True. I feel like they tried to push out the game too much. Because I feel like if Among Us didn't really get popularized that much, Fall Guys would have still been lasted longer. It would have been lasted the same as Among Us. But Among Us came in all of a sudden. And Fall Guys lasted like a week. And then just dipped from there. I feel like it was just generally through 2020, people needed new games to go on and stuff like that, because I was not feeling it. It was very, I don't know. What comes to mind when you think about games which are kid played, like that kids always are playing it or reading it? Or sweating in it, or trying hard
Fortnite.
In it.
Fortnite. All the way, Fortnite.
And why?
It's, ever since it gained popularity, younger and younger kids, because, like, I know, like, 7-year-olds play Fortnite now.
Yeah. I feel like it's generally, like, not good. Like, I did a podcast episode 2 episodes ago about social media addiction, and that's basically similar to video game addiction. Like, there's a bunch of 7-year-olds spending 23 hours of their day on Fortnite.
Cracked, he's low. One shot, you're bad, you're dog water, that's that. What, like, bro.
You know, that kid who made that music video, he had to green screen his friends.
Yeah, I saw you. Bro, he has no friends. He's literally green screening his friends. And that's all the people who spend 23 hours a day on Fortnite. That's how they're gonna be like. They're gonna have to have a green screen to say they have friends.
Like, yeah, and bro, the 1 hour is just them going to the bathroom. No break.
Hour and toilet break. And they don't even shower. They stink. They smell like cheddar cheese that they ate 4 hours ago.
Stinky boys.
And then another 5 minutes of the day spilt to hoard a bunch of sweets, snacks.
and they get diabetes.
Like, they raid their cupboards like people were raiding toilet rolls in 2020. Do you think Among Us is a child game?
Yes.
What?
Just like, I don't know. It's not really made for, you know.
Yeah, it's got like a cartoony style. And of course you see adults playing it, like people like Sidemen or PewDiePie or something like that, because, you know, they're gaming YouTubers. But generally, you wouldn't think a 46-year-old mother called Carolina playing Among Us.
Yeah.
Daily life. It's not really something you tend to see unless it's like an actual YouTuber playing.
True.
If you had to put your own age rating on Fortnite, what would it be?
7+.
And if you had to put your own age rating on Minecraft, what would it be?
3.
FIFA?
3.
And Roblox?
3.
Maybe not 3. 12.
Maybe not 3, yeah, 12.
What do you think Minecraft is slowly dying? And why?
No, I do not.
Why?
Just because a lot of people, I think ever since maybe 2019 or so, people have been returning back to Minecraft, and the playbase is still growing.
Yeah. Some people still say that it's dying somehow. I don't know.
It's not.
What is your favorite game and why?
I don't know. Like, I have a few.
What's your top three?
This won't be in any particular order, by the way. Let's see. Maybe Call of Duty, because I'm still new to it. I still say Overwatch is a good game, so yeah. Overwatch. Probably like Apex or something.
Okay. Nice set of games. Go pretty good. What is your least favorite game, or your three least favorites?
So my top two least favorites are top three. Fortnite, Fall Guys, Among Us.
Yeah, that's nice. Next set of questions. Let me just get them up. What game do you think has so much potential, but it's wasted?
That's a few, really, like Roblox, because so much stuff with it, but half it just gets wasted. I'm like, meet our 63 girls on Roblox and date her.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I don't want to date some 3D girl. I don't want to date a Roblox girl.
A Roblox girlfriend.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. I generally think, yeah, Roblox does have loads of potential. But it's generally, like, 7-year-olds ruining it. Like, and I also said this on season 1, episode 7, where I actually did a podcast about Roblox, because there's so much to say about it. I feel like, I don't even play Roblox. Like, I stopped a year ago, or 2 years ago, even. I feel like, generally, people focus so much on core or aesthetic. That just ruins the game. Slender aesthetic, emo core, this and that. Like,
true.
Maybe like a dressing style, but don't use that dressing style as your personality. Don't make it a whole personality trait. Like, say if you were like wearing black baggy clothes, or chains all over your body like that, or some high spiky boots. Don't be like, just emo stuff. Yeah. Like, I'm so small, I'm so emo, I'm the plus, I'm broken inside. It's crumbling inside of me.
I'm an ugly emo baddie.
Yeah, like, that's exactly how they be. Like, it just ruins the game. And, like, don't even get me started on online daters, ODs. Like, it'll be some, like, oh my god, like, Baba Gal.
Yo, it's the boy Baba Grill. Baba Grill.
Baba Grill.
Go ahead, Baba Grill.
Like, oh my gosh. It's just the whole thing is just, oh my gosh. And don't even get me started on Tower of Hell. Like, that game is so overplayed and overrated. Like,
true.
It's just, like, if I'm seeing, I usually don't have Roblox videos on my For You page on TikTok, because I'm not really Roblox guy like that. But when I do see Roblox, it's a Tower of Hell background, and it's like some girl using some high pitched
sound. Oh yeah,
and like, then like,
hi. Why are you fucking giving the word? I just wanted, like, I was in my pants, and then a big poopy came. Like, I don't know, like. They just say something random with a high pitched, like, voice filter thing on, and it's just, I don't know, like, the whole game's just weird. And then most of the, like, the popularized community of Roblox, they just cycle between like four different games: The Hood, Tower of Hell, whatever the other games are. I don't really play like that. But, oh, it was just,
crazy.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What game would you like to bring back the most?
Ooh, what do you think? That's a hard one.
Yeah, because there's lots of good games.
I don't know.
Did you ever play Club Penguin?
Oh, no, I haven't, unfortunately.
I think I've only played it once. I remember, it was like in 2014 or something like that. I don't remember.
Unfortunately, I am just a cultured child, so, you know.
I think... Well, I guess if you can't think of well, I can't either. If we can't think of a game we want to bring back, what about a year of a game, like 2017 Roblox or 2018 Fortnite? What
like
year?
Game of the year.
Yeah, like, say if you liked Fortnite 2018, like, how it was in 2018, or 2016 Roblox, or 2020 Among Us, whatever the game is.
I'd say maybe like 2019 and like summer. I don't know, to be honest. It's like, I'm not very good when it comes to like talking about multiple choice things. I'm just not good at explaining why or why not.
Well, if you think, what year had the best games?
2016.
What?
Actually, no. Hey, 2017.
2017. Where?
I mean, like, this is slightly controversial, but in the beginning, Fortnite was actually a good game. Overwatch came out when I was in 2016.
Well, I guess it got more popularized in 2017, because more people played it, I guess.
A lot of people just, like, got popular.
Yeah. It's nice to say that I started Fortnite in 2017.
I started in Season 3 and I quit in Season X or whatever.
I started in Season 2.
Oh, nice.
And I still play, but rarely. And I still have to rush out that Battle Pass. I'm level 60-something. And I have like a month to do so. Which is annoying, oh. And I don't really play like that. So I have to come on and get like... at least... like 10 levels a week. No. Three, no. No, wait, 8, 7, I don't know, something a week. At least a level a day. And I'm not ready for that, and I don't want to do that. The next question is, what game do you not want to come back the most?
Not come back for, guys.
Yeah.
On Among Us.
Oh, why?
They're just overrated.
True. Very overrated. What do you think's better, Fall Guys or Among Us?
Among Us.
Yeah.
Among Us just is better. Yeah, I don't know. It's...
I feel like it's just... I guess it's funner. And it's more... Oh, no. It's just something about Fall Guys. I don't really like Fall Guys that much. It's just
Fall Guys,
even if Fall Guys was popular, I probably still wouldn't play it.
Yeah,
it's just something about the game. It's just what Xbox or PlayStation 4, and why?
Neither. Like I'm a PlayStation 4 user, but neither.
What is your opinion on console wars?
Stupid.
What?
They're both equal.
Yeah, I don't really get the whole point in console versus console, console versus console. Like,
exactly.
There may be features that, of course, are better than one, but of course, don't shame a person for using a console. Maybe one's cheaper, or one's easier to figure out how to use, or this and that. Like, maybe console wars could be a joke, but people who actually take them seriously. Or, like, actually are serious about, oh, this is way better, this is way better. If you use this, do this, this. Like, people who do that are just a bit weird and over-excessive.
Yeah, one sec.
Yeah. So, like, it's just generally... I don't get the whole console wars gist.
Yeah, neither do I.
Very dumb concept. What device do you play video games on, and why do you use it?
PS4 and laptop.
Why? What do you like about it? What do you find suitable?
That is like both of it in a way.
That's nice. Would you rather use a pre-built PC or a built one?
Built one.
Why?
Pre-built, you tend to have average or under average specs for, like, normal games.
Yeah, generally, it's a nice skill to build one.
Yeah, I know. Nice. But, like, it may be more expensive to, like, build one yourself, but it'll be easier.
Yeah. And you can make whatever you want and stuff like that. Of course, you don't have to make a keyboard and mouse, but, like, the specifications, motherboard, GPU, CPU,
yeah.
Stuff like that. You know, I'm a little computer guy, you know, I know a little thing or two. Yeah. What are your opinions on Xbox gaming?
Alright, like, nothing bad about it.
What are your opinions on PS4 gaming?
Same thing. I think, like, the only problems that I have between the two consoles is that some of them don't have the games that some do have.
Yeah, like, it's very, very... Because if you're on one device and you're on one console and you want to play another game, it's not on it. And, like, say if you're at a friend's house and you have a PlayStation and the other person has an Xbox, and the game you have at your house that you want to finish off, or you have a daily limit, or you have a certain amount of time, and they don't have the game on their console for you to finish off, it gets annoying.
So it's like very good.
Do you think the YouTube gaming community is slowly dying, and why? I think gaming on YouTube, it's slowly increasing, I can't lie. Like, let me scroll through my YouTube feed real quick on gaming. Let's go to gaming with you.
There aren't that many live things, because, like, Twitch is really just, like, the one to look for.
So first I see this game called GeoGuessr, Fortnite, Talking Tom, Speed, what's that, GTA. Let's see what else. Minecraft, Garena, Free Fire, Apex Legends, Counter-Strike Global, GTA, Dying Light 2, Valorant, UGO Master Duel, what's that called again? PUBG, Pokemon Legends,
Babaji.
Pokemon Legends, League of Legends, and PUBG Mobile. And okay, Battlegrounds Mobile.
Thank God there weren't any World of Warcraft.
And Among Us is here.
Really?
I think Roblox card is there too. Right. Yeah, those are basically Beluga.
Balga. Yo, it's your boy, Balga.
Balga. So, those are basically the most top trending, well, not top trending, but top live games that are auto generated by YouTube right now.
Yeah, but when you go to Twitch, there's like so much.
Yeah, it's more than Twitch. I feel like YouTube gaming is really as big as it was before. But maybe Twitch is, of course, more booming now. But maybe it's not topped it, but it's still hitting its peak slowly. What do you think? Do you think the YouTube community with gaming is dying?
Yes.
So why?
Well, as I said previously, it wasn't as it was before. It's no longer like how it is before.
Yeah. Like, if you got games like Among Us still trending in 2022.
That's a bit, you know.
That's, of course. 2 years late. Two years late. Like, Jesus. What games do you think are highly underrated?
Let me think. Underrated. Maybe GeoGuessr, just because, like, not many people play it.
Yeah, and that's one of the games I did mention that was on the recommended. Like, it's slowly coming up. Heard it a little bit, like, a few times.
Yeah, it's mainly, like, two YouTubers who, like, play it.
Yeah. I guess they're slowly popularizing it. And that's how every game starts. Little YouTubers and then more come in. But I feel like, is it, like, a simulator game? Because I've not really watched a video on it, but I've seen it.
Not really. So, basically, GeoGuessr is, like, You have to have, like, a subscription and just, like, play it as many times as you want. Yeah. But, the thing is, how you play it is that you press play and then it sends you to a random place around the world.
Yep.
It depends. You can move around in it sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, that will basically, like, you have to guess where it is and you'll score more points. The closer you are to the location.
Is it like against your friends?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's a new game. It's a nice game. I like the concept. Like the idea. Good. What games do you think are highly overrated in life?
I wouldn't say highly overrated, but I think Apex is a bit overrated.
Why?
It's because, like, everyone's like, oh, play Apex. You know?
Yeah, like, I stopped playing Apex, like, a year ago, too. And then my friends are like, oh, get it back to you. But I feel like the game is just not as boring. It's just boring. Like, there's nothing really exciting about Apex.
Yeah, it's a mid game.
Yeah, like... And realistically, I've only ever played like two games or one game of Apex, and I'm just like, yeah, no, this is mine. It's just boring. Like, there's nothing interesting about it. It's just. I don't know. Well, what do you think? What's your favorite gaming YouTuber?
Probably, Dan TDM.
The Diamond in Minecraft? Yeah. I remember his Minecraft lab. In Minecraft.
With Dr. Treyarch.
Yeah, so amazing. I forgot. Does he still have blue hair, right?
No, he has it brown now.
Oh. That's sad. He should bring back the lab.
I know, You can still get the seed from it.
Yeah. It's nice at least you could one time rebuild it, hopefully. What is your opinion on Roblox? And do you play it?
I do play Roblox, and it is overrated.
What improvements could Roblox have?
Removing Flanders.
Moving where?
Removing slenders.
Eliminate every single slender. If you see some tall guy, he's in a suit. And,
A stitch face. Stitch face is just a big.
Got some oval shaped head. And he's, matte skin. No.
Yes.
Like, right. Yeah. same color as my sofa, then run. Delete them. What are the advantages of Roblox?
I mean, there's like a wide variety of games. I mean, a wide variety.
True. And you could create something.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some disadvantages? Oh, what'd you say?
If you like make game passes for a game, you can get paid back partly. So
yeah, I tried doing that one time. I had to pay Robux to make a game pass. Like, I actually used to make Roblox games when I did play Roblox.
Oh,
and they're not bad, but
they could be better.
They ain't make me no money. And yeah, they're not really the best games. Like, I don't know, it's just really exploring, trying something new. Because I love trying new things. Because that's cool. What do you think are the disadvantages of Roblox?
A lot of toxic people.
Yeah, and it's not the best thing. Very toxic. Fan base, community, everything. What type of games are you into? Or game genres?
FPS shooter. Mainly just FPS games, really. And, open world.
Okay. Like, is GeoGuessr an open world game?
No, I think open world is like, you can move about in it, and it's not just all, you have to stay in a specific area, you can, like, explore.
Oh, so is it like single player? Something like that.
Yeah, that's like most player games because you know you have to deal.
What is your least favorite game genre?
Like genres?
Yeah.
I don't know, like romantic stuff.
Romantic. I don't really see romantic games here. I know they exist, probably. But I don't really see them. Maybe, I don't think of games. What are your opinions on the Sims 4?
It's overrated.
What?
Just like people use it way too much, to be honest.
Sure.
And there's nothing really like significant about that.
Yeah, it's sort of like the same and stuff like that. It's very repetitive. It's like just build a house, have a family.
Yeah.
Put people on the toilet. Growth serum. Someone randomly gets pregnant all of a sudden. Whatever. I don't even know. Like, the game's just hectic. Like, I don't even know. I try their best to make it realistic, but it's not realistic.
That's why they say, like, are you here? Yeah, we are here.
Like, it sounds like they're speaking some forbidden language. I don't sound natural to me.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the languages I've never heard. Some, like, ancient Egyptian words or something like that.
Having a stroke while saying that.
If you had to put an age rating on Sims, what would it be?
12.
Or why?
Well, the majority of it is harmless. There are a few sexual things, you know, like making children.
Yeah. I think that you should just get pregnant out of randomness.
True.
Probably like wake up one time. Oh my god, she's just having a baby boy. No way, that's really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Or translate that into their forbidden language. Which translates to, I'm pregnant. If you could permanently delete one game out of existence permanently, which game would it be? And why?
Fortnite. Then there'll be no more toxic kids.
True. Every single toxic kid will boom
disappear. Every eight-year-old sweat will go.
They'll finally touch grass. They'll finally get vitamin D from outside.
Yes, vitamin D from the sun.
They'll finally smell not as bad.
They'll finally experience the lovingness of a woman.
They'll finally realize. They'll finally see females except for Fortnite skins. And their mothers.
They'll finally not simple over Roblox on a over Fortnite skin.
Like 24/7. All I'm gonna say, I forgot.
Oh my gosh, we've been talking for 40 minutes.
Yes, sir. And we're on the last few questions, kind of. We've got about 8 questions left. Which will take us up to about 50 minutes, about there, probably, around there.
Right.
Or higher. At least, it won't go for 2 hours, probably. If you could play one game for the rest of your life, what game would it be?
I'm gonna sound crazy, but Roblox, because there's like so many different games.
True. And that's a smart one, because there's loads of games. Well, there's one game. Wait, no, there's loads of games for one game. Actually, that was my idea. Yeah. I did not think of that. Because as much as you may not like Roblox, but at the same time, that may increase Slender's, Emo's, Baba Girls. We are under 60-year-olds. Because 60-year-olds have to choose games.
True.
So, this is a very ish game. But it's still probably be the most compatible and best game. Because it happens every game if we have to choose them. And do you think the phrase Roblox kids exists? Like Fortnite kids?
Yeah.
How would you describe a Roblox kid?
Four foot three, squeaker, pretend he's a roadman. Wow.
You know, basically, one time, Roblox shut down for, like, about 2 days or a week or 2 weeks. And I was scrolling through TikTok, you know, just usually. And on my For You page, like, you know, me, I don't really come across Roblox. I'm not really a Roblox guy. But I saw a Roblox video, and then so many people were, like, in the comments, like, oh, I didn't notice how addicted I was to Roblox until it got shut down. Oh, I could barely live without Roblox. Oh, I usually spend all my day on Roblox. Like, I've seen people's screen time. Their screen time is so high when it comes to being on Roblox. But if I check my screen time right now, I spend TikTok 3 hours and 40 minutes. Snapchat, 1 hour and 6 minutes. The app I'm on right now, 31 minutes. YouTube, 29 minutes. Google Docs, 14 minutes. And WhatsApp, 9 minutes. I think that's just for today.
Oh my god.
And then, I'm usually on my phone for 6 hours and 36 minutes. Oh average. That's apparently my screen time. And then, wait, no. Oh, and then also 7 hours and 1 minute. And then, oh my, for a whole week, I've been on my phone for 39 hours and 39 minutes. This is a day plus.
That is a day and 12 hours.
And then I've been on social media apps this week for 32 hours and 59 minutes. Oh, I've been on TikTok for 15 hours.
Oh my god.
And I've got 298 Snapchat notifications this week, and I get 91 daily. Oh wow, I'm social. Daily. I'm a social person. Yeah, I got a lot of notifications from all of the people. Usually before, I always was a WhatsApp person. No, I'm not. Anyways, back to topic. What are your this is linked to the next question. What is your most top played games?
I do not know.
What games do you play the most, generally? Like, if you have to think of it.
Yeah, I'm clueless on that one. But if I'm gonna go, like, overall, I'd probably say, like, maybe Overwatch is top 5.
Okay.
Roblox.
Devices do you play on for those games?
PS4 and laptop.
That's nice. Okie dokie. The last question.
Alright.
Is, if you were to make your own game, what would it be like? For example, give it a name.
Terrible, but I don't know how to code.
Characters. An idea of sheet. Like, if you had to, like, not like code or script, but like, to, like, you know, give it a name and idea. So, if you were to name it, what would it look like? The characters, the plot, features, what is it about? I sound like an English teacher, but yeah, what would it be like?
I don't know, because first of all, I think it's gonna be in first person. Okay. Secondly, I'm gonna have it go for like a retro, like 80s, 90s style. It's gonna be maybe like a horror game.
Okay, that's nice. What would there be any characters?
Yeah, but I'm not really sure how to describe it. They're being put on the spot.
Okay. If I was to create a game, right? I feel like I would make my like mini games. And like by mini games, I'd be like Nintendo mini games, like Nintendo 3DS, like Mario games, like Mario Kart mini games, like Mario Kart, Mario Tennis, like a mashup, like mini games. You could collect stuff, collect items, collect different maps and locations with coins and lock. It'd be nice, cool features that have never been seen before. This is my brainstorming. And it would be called Mirror Mania.
Cool.
I just came up with the spot with that. Mirror Mania. Okie dokie. That is the end of this podcast episode. Thank you, Lucas, for being here today.
Thank you. It was great talking to you.
And thank you. I am very interesting. I know. But at the end of every podcast, as usual, I have a quote. And you know me, Mr. Quotet or Quotey or Poet, whatever it is. They are made by me. Ooh la la. And season 2, episode 9's quote is, "Video games could be a reality escape. If you got nothing to say, keep it shut, your mouth. Keep your mouth." Wait, no.
Restart.
Nothing happened. Season 2. Video games could be a reality escape. If you got nothing good to say, keep your mouth shut with tape. Yeah, escape tape. Mr. Quartz. Poet, whatever it is. Sheesh, whatever. People don't see sheep anymore. I'll never say that again. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode, season 2, episode 9. If you did, don't forget to follow the podcast. You know, I love to make available and give it variety on every platform. Like, I recently put it out on Apple Podcasts, new website, so you can check it out on Apple, on the Apple app or Apple website. Currently on YouTube, MirstarYT, MirstarYT, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Duke Podcasts, Phone, Deezer, Amazon, Audible Music, no, Audible, Radio Public Podcast on loads of different websites, Stitcher, so just loads. Search my podcast with Funk People, and it'll come up with a bunch of different results so you could watch all of these episodes. Thank you, Lucas, and I'll see you all in the next episode. Bye-bye.